If it looks like a firearm, sounds like a firearm, and spits flame like a firearm, it's a firearm, right?
My name is Afta Levinsky, and I am a firearms historian. When you look at the firearms of the Revolution, the flintlock musket or the flintlock rifles, they are actually technically, in terms of legal standards in the federal government, not legally a firearm. They are classified as an antique.
And what does that mean?
It is actually not nearly as heavily regulated as a modern firearm. You don't necessarily need a background check for it in most states.
That includes replicas of antique weapons, like this 50 caliber Hawken percussion rifle. The exemption was hammered out during debate of the 1968 Gun Control Act.
The federal government defines an antique as a firearm that was made essentially in or before 1898. It was created to essentially not burden historians, collectors, museums, and other law-abiding gun owners from collecting these significant pieces of history.
Most states have adopted the federal definition, but at least three, Hawaii, Ohio, and North Dakota, make no distinction between a flintlock and an AR-15. Reenactor John Kelly Granga Jr.
You can order a black powder pistol through the mail and have it delivered to your house because they're not considered firearms.
Even convicted felons can own such weapons in most places, though Maryland changed its law in 2019 after a convicted sex offender murdered his ex-girlfriend with a six-shot, 44-caliber replica pistol. Reenactor Jason Mulholland thinks states like Hawaii are the ones that have it wrong.
It seems silly to put restriction on something that would be such a terrible weapon if you wanted to, kill people. You can kill more people quickly with a car than you can with a musket.
But fellow reenactor Matthew Tate says there's nothing silly about it.
Regulating a weapon like this is regulating like the power of life and death, right? I mean, whoever holds this holds that power.